This is Erica Boxner calling the River Forest Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Advisory Group meeting to order. Can we get a roll call?
Guillermo Aruz, Casey Austin.
It looks like she's online.
Erica Bachner.
Here.
Tina Baird. David Bonner. Laurel Burkett. Mindy Creedy, Alexandra DeSorbo Quinn, Renee Duba Clancy, Cecilia Graham, John Grant, Jessica Hartshorn, Anna Herman.
Present online.
Trish Ivantek.
Here.
Jessica Iverson. Ken Johnson.
Here.
Kirk Johnson.
Here.
Chris Johnston, Stephanie Kang, Jennifer Kelly, Megan Keskitalo,
here.
Farzad Kaladin, Kent Kirk,
here.
Olivia Denton Koopman, I think she's on.
Here.
Brett Kreisman, Susan McCauley, Rosie McAdams, Lainey McGinn, Robert Navarro,
here.
Sharon Oates, Mary Jane Oliver, Christina Popernick, Teresa Peavy, Lisa Petrov, Diana Plywants, Diana Plavach,
yeah.
Abigail Rogers,
here.
Cindy Shea,
here.
Liz Simon, Whitney Simon, and Dorota Sveznitsky. Trouble on that one. Dorota Sveznowitz Oleni. Okay. Cool.
Thank you for that, Luke. So 13 people, we do not have a quorum, so we cannot this evening approve the minutes from July 19th, 2022 or September 20th. I think that as we begin again, we'll have people. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I would like to do a land acknowledgement. Begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. We have no unfinished business, so we will go to new business. And new business is to review the new subcommittees that we have. As we have gained new, you know what, I'm actually going to stop myself. We have three new people in the room, and I want to acknowledge them and have them introduce themselves. Trish here has joined us as a co-chair to our DEI advisory group, and we are very excited to have her. She has a wonderful background in DEI as well. She is your title Human Resources Manager? Okay. She is a Human Resources Manager, so she is appointed by the interim village administrator to be a coach. So, Trisha.
Really excited to be here. I joined the village last May, so I've been here almost a year, it'll be pretty soon. I'm excited to be here. I've been in the HR industry for about 12 years. This is my first time in the public sector, but I'm really enjoying my work here. And DEI is exciting to me, and I'm happy to be in the advisory group forward.
Yes, welcome. Not have a quorum. Yes, we're hoping that we are not in crisis. I think that's correct. That's something that we're discussing. We didn't want to necessarily discuss it, but it's something that we are considering. We have Luke Masella, am I saying your last name correctly, who's going to be assisting us as we have our meetings. And Luke, do you want to tell us a little bit about
yourself? Hello, everybody. I'm Luke. Up on and currently still live on the 100 block of Forest. Represent public administration from Northern Illinois. Graduate in May. I'm looking forward to that a lot, to be done with school. And I'm just started here in December, and I'm excited and contributing to my hometown.
Welcome, Luke. And he is for the River Forest Village, the analyst and deputy. We also do have Matt Walsh in the room, and he is our interim village administrator. We are assistant village administrator before Brian left. So,
hi, good evening, everyone. Thanks for having me. My name is Matt Walsh. I started with the Village of River Forest back in April, so about almost 11 months now. Previously, I had worked for the Village of Homer Glen, last serving as their interim village manager. I grew up in Forest Park and lived there for almost 30 years, so I'm very familiar with the area, and a lot of friends and family that grew up in the area, so I was very excited to come back and work for the Village of River Forest, and I've been the interim for about a month now, a little over that, and we're excited to get this back online. I thank Trish for stepping up as the co-chair to kind of split that up from Brian's position before, and I know we've been working hard to get this back up. We've had some great discussions with our consultant that I know we'll expand on later tonight. And nice to meet everyone.
So going back to unfinished business, we will talk about our subcommittees as we gained and lost people, as we took away a subcommittee because the subcommittee for the RFP proposal was done once we completed that and hired a consultant. We moved folks around, and we've now got 5 groups. And some of you, I think most of you are on a group that you previously were on, and others we were realizing where your talents are, and so we moved folks around. What we would like to do tonight with those of you who are here is come up with, for each subcommittee, an action plan so that you all can begin to think again and work on the things that you think are most important. I don't have the sheet in front of me, but for each subcommittee, there were a lot of points that we came to that were very thoughtful. And we would like for you to consider what the 6 months looks like for you. What steps do you want to take? And even if it is something that's not completed, right, but you're getting to a point where you could potentially recommend something, or that you're beginning that. We'd like to have you all begin to discuss that again. And if you were in the middle of something when we stopped meetings last year, continuing that and what that looks like.
I was going to add, maybe either you or Trish or Matt, if I'm sure everybody, it's been a while, so probably just an update on where we've been over the last year, what's been accomplished, just so everybody knows, you know, things have been happening. And so if you want to just give an update of, you know, your dealings with the consultants.
Sure. So we have finished the DEI survey. Hopefully everybody was able to at least take a look at it or participate in the survey. We did a survey for the DEI advisory group, as well as all of the employees that work for the village. The DEI consultant group, we meet with once a week to identify the areas which we feel internally we want to change. We're looking at a lot of our processes and our personnel manual, et cetera, to review all of that information. The survey results should be out. We should have them at the end of March, so we're hoping to bring that information to this group sometime in April. We're excited to see what the results come up with for the survey for both this group as well as our employees, to make it a better place to work and live.
And then also, you know, one of the things that we just noticed with by working with the consultants, that's why we bolstered and strengthened some other committees, because of the focus that we're doing within the consultants. So we want to make sure that we're strongest for the areas of need are. So that's why you'll notice, you know, some of the groups may have dissipated, but we are really strongly focusing on the areas that we'll be working with the consultants on, and then maybe and some outer ones as well. But just to ensure that, you know, we can get the bang for our buck with regard to this consultant, and you know, I know they're excited and charged to get back and working with you guys as well.
So. Yeah, I'll just say that one example is the HR subcommittee, and we hired an HR. One of her focuses is, and so taking into consideration where was, we thought it made sense. So they're focusing on our processes and plan. So HR is part of that, but also how we go about doing things within the village, right? So that's not necessarily HR. It's how we with I'm trying to think of different.
So I would think it would be processes like paying your water bill online, things like that, making it easier for people to access the village without having to come in here. We'll know more about what they can help us with after the survey results. So more to come on that, but those are some of the processes that we're going to look at, making the village more efficient and effective for not only the employees that work here, but also making it more accessible to the people who live in the village and work in the village.
I think one key point of that was communication with village residents and the rest of the community as well, and what does that look like? And finding either underserved communities or communities that we just don't have, haven't tapped into yet. That is included. And interestingly enough, Brian Murphy and Chief O'Shea, before Brian left, did a pilot program through UIC that was for leaders within municipalities, and they took on a project that they determined the topic would be. So they've done some work around that, and we are going to be doing some work on that. We have an amazing subcommittee that we're going to be able to tap into.
Can you hear me then?
There you
go. Yeah, our committee on housing, last time we were, spinning our wheels. One of the reasons that I think we talked about was that we were not being resourced by the village information about what exists already now in regards to housing statements or studies or whatever. Also, it appears as though at this point that rather than being focused on the DEI concerns, it seems to be more the issue of affordability. How do we go about reviewing the objectives or goals for committees when we find out that, well, the other one doesn't seem to be of much interest. The critical mass, not here, or really getting into DEI concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway,
no, thank
that
you
came
for
up.
That. Yeah.
We need resourcing.
So
our committee, at least. I don't know the others.
I think that with the addition of Trish, and now being sourced with Luke as an analyst and having Matt as well. Tonight, and as we move forward, as you develop your action plan for the next 6 months, part of that is going to be what materials do you want from the village? And we will be able to work with you. I think also part of Ken's and my role as a liaison will be to take those questions that you have and support you with the needs that you require, and also flushing through, like, what are, where do we start with? When we talk about affordable housing, that is absolutely an equity. So it is absolutely relevant to this committee, and I would say vital to the work that this committee does. And so I do not want you to feel that that is gone by the wayside. What we're interested in beginning tonight is having you all go through what you worked on in the past. What did you have goals at that point? And if not, to begin to think through some goals and your steps on how to do that. And I am going to pass out and so this is, it's three pages. And so this is just a worksheet for you to come up with an action plan. It is a SMART goal worksheet. And we have for you a couple of pages on what an action plan is, what are SMART goals. And then on the other side of that is just a table for you to begin to jot down tasks that might go into those goals. So this is going to be a way for you to just begin to get back into the idea of working in these subcommittees together. And I think that we'll let you have the time. Absolutely email this out later. In fact, those who are via Zoom, I think maybe Trish, I might even be able to, if you have your laptop, I don't know, email it to you or to Luke, and he can email it over. We'll do that. Okay, so with that, we'll let you get into your committee groups, introduce other to yourselves if you haven't met before. If you have any questions, we will be here and around. If you need anything, let us know, because we're here. It's a little easier to get you. Maybe
aware of their new groups.
So maybe what we'll do then is I will just give regions of the room, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you are on the governance and DEI matrix subcommittee, maybe go over here. Purchasing and suppliers are in this corner. Housing in this corner. Community, you like how I did that, Bob? Community outreach in this corner over here, and then intergovernmental relationships, maybe in the chairs, and we can. Oh, did I already point here? Intergovernmental relationships can go.
Oh, you're all meeting within this.
So, we've got a couple of these committees that you guys can share.
Oh, table and share them.
Is there anyone else who would like a subcommittee list?
We're starting. Yeah. We filed them. All the notes and everything that we bring, they are somewhere.
Online, if you'll hold on just one quick second, we'll get you into your group.
I'm leader by default. I was the only one that had a pin that.
I'm sorry.
Understand. 6 months. Just whatever you say goes.
Yeah. I wanted to.
Why don't we do that?
I didn't know if you wanted that back. Oh no! I thought.
There you go.
Yeah, that was the copy you gave me. We absolutely can do that. Based on what Erica said tonight.
Right.
Did all of that online. I don't think I actually.
From housing,
Okay. So do we want to confirm our next meeting date? We have listed on our website.
One thing we were discussing, does anyone know when the OPRF spring break is? So Fenwick's is the 8th of April through whatever.
So as we're looking up these things, I think the groups that I got to talk to are doing some very good remembering of what was going on, consideration of what specific points they might want to focus on in the next 6 months, and what resources they need. So I would say to continue to have those conversations. Trish, if the office could give each subgroup the emails for that committee so that everybody has the emails for that committee. And then you all have the template for if you have a meeting outside of our regular to complete that.
With regard to resources and data gathering, it would need some lead time. So I would recommend as you start to progress towards developing what's necessary and what you want to get done, get that list, that data gathering out quicker rather than later so they can get started on it. So it won't just happen overnight, right? So
I would say trust the timelines that our staff are asking to do a lot. And especially if you're all asking for data all at once, they won't be able to supply immediately.
March 21st is the next meeting?
On the schedule, yes.
Yeah.
Is that, the spring break is? I mean, yeah.
I think that's the break is after.
It's the 8th.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah.
We can talk through those.
Are you ready for? Are you a?
Yeah.
Not just talk before that meeting, and if there's anything. I would say for the next meeting, be prepared to do this kind of work again. So if you want to bring any electronics with you to do that, or if you need help, let us know a couple of days beforehand. And be prepared to do and then the last thing I'll say, and I think that we'll probably put this in the email that we do want to begin to start to come in person because there is just a difference between having people in the room versus not. And if there's an emergency and you need Zoom, perfectly understandable. But we would like to make the regular point of coming.
And then let us know as we're now getting into the weeds of what we really want to get done, what you need. I mean, you know, how many meetings do you guys need to get this accomplished? Do you need more or less or more time to just individually meet? Whatever that is, please let us know so we can make sure we're, you know, working to help you accomplish your goals as well. So
Did we talk about ultimately what we want to get accomplished before, like, the big summer starts, you know, maybe like the end of June, the three, like, things that you feel like out of this that you could, that you see that we could really move forward, helping the village get some of these tasks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff on these papers. You know, maybe look at the top three that you think could be, you know, like a an easy win for us. And then maybe like a little bit of a stretch. And then if the stars were all aligned, what's something that you really think that could, you could, you know, foresee in the village?
And then as seasons go, you know, summer gets hard on everyone because people travel at different times. So this is the time to really, you know, think about your top three. Think about the data you need. So, you know, if things get slightly more random during the summer, just with travel schedules, we want to kind of push out the information as much as we can now versus later. So
that will adjourn.